This is the Gatos and Chad Show.
Oh, thank God it's Friday, baby.
It is Friday. Thank goodness. 4 hours of excellence, and then you and I, we hit the weekend.
We hit the weekend.
You going to push pause on the politics this weekend?
Oh, good God.
Because if you don't do it, we're not going to be able to do the show Monday. We're going to be burnt out, man.
Yeah, I'm pushing super, double, triple, extra pause.
Becky Lynn, you going to push the pause this weekend on politics and the election?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Becky, I have a bone to pick with you.
Yeah, what about?
So I do, too.
Why?
Jim Cross is not a senior.
Yeah, you called him a senior reporter. Now, that's ageism.
I thought it was elevating him to the highest echelon.
I think you were picking on his age.
I think you were saying that the man is old.
I meant, no.
Pablo feels the same way.
I can see it.
We're all in agreement.
Not Jimbo. Just meant that he is... He's the one with this, the most experience.
Oh, okay.
He's the one you go to.
Okay.
He's the go-to
seasoned
guy. Seasoned, yeah.
But you said senior.
Well, okay, we'll say seasoned. No.
That doesn't sound good either.
No, it doesn't. Sounds like you're going to cook him.
All right, dueling town halls last night. So 5 o'clock, we're on the air. Biden starts on ABC. Trump on NBC, you and I during the 5 o'clock hour.
We went to CBS, and let me tell you what happened over there. Nothing.
There was nothing on. So we were trying to watch both. It was clear from the very beginning the more entertaining one was going to be the Trump because Savannah Guthrie, we're going to get into that, how she did. I think she really kept Trump in line and got some answers from him. A lot of other people thought she was too tough, but let's start with a couple things from Trump, because if you look at the ratings, and I was talking to Broomhead about this today, Trump lost.
Yeah,
more people wanted to watch Joe Biden. That tells me a lot of people want to watch boring, and a lot of people are like, yeah, kind of done with the Trump show, and we'll see if that holds up. We got 18 days until the election, and people are voting in droves, and it's all Biden right now. That could very well change on election day. But let's go over some of the stuff.
Okay.
What did we learn from Trump? What did we learn from Biden? Let's play this one about Trump keeps throwing out this conspiracy theory about SEAL Team 6 and killing bin Laden, and that it was all phony.
Just this week, you retweeted to your 87 million followers a conspiracy theory that Joe Biden orchestrated to have SEAL Team 6, the Navy SEAL Team 6, killed to cover up the fake death of bin Laden. Now, why would you send a lie like that to your followers?
You retweeted it.
That was a retweet. That was an opinion of somebody, and that was a retweet. I'll put it out there. People can decide for themselves.
I don't take a position. You're not like someone's crazy uncle.
The crazy uncle line.
Let me tell you, today I filled in for a guy named Greg Columbus on the Three Martini Lunch. It's with the National Review. The National Review.
Was it a radio show?
Yeah, it's like a quick podcast. Like they just
Got
do
it.
Things. The good, the bad, the crazy kind of thing. It's hosted by him and a guy named Jim Garrity. Jim Garrity is, just to put you guys to understand this, William F. Buckley founded the National Review as the founding father of conservatism. Mm-hmm. He said that this entire thing about QAnon and the SEAL Team 6 is another. They are so over him in many ways at the National Review, the most conservative thing.
They're over Trump.
Yeah, he said, Jim's like, look, I love a lot of the stuff, but there's just some things that are indefensible, and this is one of those things. And so they tweet out the little podcast. The people out there, the Trump supporters, you know, they're destroying us, right? But the reality is a lot of people are like, this is SEAL Team 6. Yeah. Like, Biden is such a bad man that he could snap his fingers like he's Thanos and have the guys that killed who landed in a small village in Pakistan, crashed a helicopter, managed to get into a house, kill bin Laden, grab all of his stuff and escape in no amount of time outside of the guy across the street who was Instagramming it. But then he manages to have these guys killed.
It's amazing.
Come on.
The stuff that comes out of Trump's mouth, and what he always says is, I read about it, or I saw it, or someone was saying. You know, I still don't know if he understands that he is the president of the United States. And now he's ripping SEAL Team 6?
Or he's ripping Biden for killing them and fake.
No,
the whole thing is
that's a shot at SEAL Team 6,
yeah, and they,
too.
And by the way, they came out, and the guys that were all on that mission.
Like, yeah, I'm the one that shot Bin Laden,
yeah,
and killed him.
Not, Robert O'Neill was not happy about this.
He shouldn't be.
But the whole thing is, it's not about them. It's about the fact that they lied. Obama and them lied to the American people, which is not true.
So I like that Savannah Guthrie held his feet to the fire because – and, you know, a lot of people said that she was too tough. Totally disagree. Did you see Chris Wallace? Poor Chris Wallace got crushed. And Savannah Guthrie saw that. And she said, I'm not going to let that happen to me. And she didn't let it happen last night. She was in total control.
She didn't have to stand between them. It's a different thing when they're both going at it and neither of them are paying attention to you.
Well, I mean, it wasn't a debate. It was she was the interviewer. And she was interviewing him. And they were taking questions from the audience. But she was masterful.
I thought she made – it was too much about her. It was a town hall. ABC goes right to it with George Stephanopoulos and asking questions. It was 20 minutes in.
So?
Before.
Yeah, but I got answers.
I don't care about you, Savannah Guthrie. I want to hear
what
the average person is saying.
And I want to hear what,
when they ask a question, maybe you hold their feet to the fire.
No. I want to hear what Trump says. And she was asking the right questions,
but
and I
was
actually
for them to ask the right questions. You hit him on the second
one. Yeah, I don't know. I don't buy that. I think if she – then why even put her there? Why even have Savannah Guthrie there? Why don't you just have Trump with a microphone? You have to have somebody there.
Yeah, but the person – well, the same thing with Stephanopoulos. He okay, here's, you know, Steve from such and
no,
such.
No, I get it.
Ask the question, okay, and then turn.
But it's like one of those things when Trump shows up here, he walks all over everybody, and she had none of it last night. And she was in control, and she I got answers. Okay, so
what answers did you get?
So now I know that Trump thinks SEAL Team 6 is completely fabricated. It never happened with Bin Laden. Play the ridiculous one from QAnon. Can you explain
what
that is?
So for those of you guys who don't know what QAnon is,
yeah.
It is a conspiracy theory.
There are people who are nuts.
They're a group.
They're crazy.
They take something and they run with it. And some of you out there may be QAnon followers.
And you're crazy, by the way. But you're nuts.
This is a very – first of all, I could care less about QAnon. I don't care about any of it. I don't think it needs to be in this debate at this point in time. But the fact that she brought it up, and it was just so bizarre.
It is this theory that – Democrats are a satanic pedophile ring and that you are the savior of that. Now, can you just once and for all state that that is completely not true
so
and disavow QAnon in its entirety?
I know nothing about QAnon.
I just told you.
I know very little. You told me, but what you tell me doesn't necessarily make it fact. I hate to say that. I know nothing about it.
He's so full of crap. He knows everything about it.
Well, I don't know if he knows everything because you don't even know what QAnon is.
No,
QAnon is not just that one thing. QAnon's been around for a long time.
Yeah,
you
but
know,
now
it's very much an Alex Jones
but
thing.
But he's
that's
helping them go mainstream. He knows exactly what he's doing. And the reason he doesn't want to disavow them is because they're going to vote for him. If you are,
if you're
like a member of this, you're crazy, by the way. And I have no time for you. I'm not going to talk about conspiracy theories. You think A-list celebrities are a bunch of pedophiles. It is absolutely absurd. And you get the president of the United States. What is he doing? To 80 million people, he's sending a retweet and he's educating other people about these nutso group of people. And this is just what he does. He doesn't disavow them. He doesn't disavow white supremacists. He had his chance to do it. Now, afterwards, it doesn't count. And so I listened to Trump yesterday, and I'm like, he's off the rails, man.
He's totally off the rails.
Let's
just put it this way. I don't care about QAnon. I mean, this is everything from...
Yeah, but there are people running now for Congress that are Qs, he's cool with it.
Who can, look,
you can't let
these,
those people in government, man.
My God, they're all over government. What's the biggest conspiracy theory in the history of mankind?
How our show got together.
Yeah, that's pretty awesome. No, but what's the bit in America? What is it?
Land on the moon?
9/11? Yeah. Kennedy. My
sure.
God. We live for that. These are a lot of the stuff that's always out there. Now this is a place for people to go talk about
everything. Yeah, now we have a
everything.
President who says, yeah, I like these guys.
So, well.
I mean, it really is insane.
Look, that doesn't make them awful people.
Who?
The QAnon people.
If you believe this stuff, you're
crazy.
Well,
if you believe some of it, if you believe the earth is flat and you have a reason for it, I don't. That's your thing. I don't have a problem with it. You know, but it's just,
to have
there's no place for this. You're the president of the United States.
And he can't disavow him. He can't do it.
I said this today. there's a better chance that there's aliens that Joe Biden had the SEAL Team 6 killed. There's a better chance. I would believe aliens over SEAL Team 6 being murdered.
And then I flip over to Biden, and I'm looking at this, and I'm like, that's the other choice?
That is the other choice.
That's not a good choice, no, by the way. No. That's not a good choice.
It was a fireside chat.
It was very calm. It was, I get it. Maybe America likes that. But you've got a fire thrower over here, and then you've got a half-dead guy over here. And I'm like, these are the two. This is what we've got. That's the choice. And you see what's happening out there. Even Republicans are saying, I can't take this show anymore.
It's tough. It's
I mean,
tough.
You just said it.
It is tough. It's a tough. Let me tell you something. You know, talking to some of these guys who are hardcore conservatives, they're not. They don't hate Trump. They love some of his actions.
His policies, but I can get behind some of them.
The nonstop bizarre world of
SEAL
Team and he six. Said, I said, Jim, do you think this? He knows. He says no, Chad, because you know what he does. He looks. He finds something that has something bad against Biden. He doesn't read it. He doesn't care. He just tweets it out, and then people run with it. He didn't even know what the hell he's tweeting 99% of the time.
So dangerous.
And yeah, that's exactly it. By the way,
that's
go
ahead.
Last night was one of those things where you did see, though, the opposite ends of what's happening. You've got somebody over here that is very relaxed
and
calm. He's white noise, put you to sleep. And you got someone over here, Trump, who is, at times, I feel like he's grasping at everything he can.
Desperate.
Yeah. It feels that way.
All right. We'll keep talking about the dueling town halls when we come back.
Hey, hold on a second. I just got a tweet. This is from Icy Zoe. I straight up miss dancing and partying with peeps at the club. I can't wait to get back out there once it's safe.
What the heck is that from our producer?
That's she tweeted.
You're not
that
going
out.
Back to the clubs over my dead body.
Maybe.
All right. Coming up next.
Coming up.
We'll talk about Zoe and the clubs. Plus, it hasn't happened since 1908. Hasn't happened since the 08 election. We'll tell you what that is.
Arizona's news station, KTAR News, 92.3 FM.
You're locked in to the Gatos and Chad Show.
All right, so what do we got? About 20 million Americans have already cast ballots for the 2020 election.
Yep.
That shatters records.
Record breaking.
The early votes are driven both by Democratic voters and I kind of think, obviously, it's early Biden. If you're a Democrat, you want to vote early, whether that be in line or you're going to vote by mail. If you're a Republican, most Republicans like to go and actually vote on Election Day. But we've got 20 million Americans who have already voted. So the numbers say this. That total represents 12% of all the votes cast in the 2016 presidential election.
Yeah. We were about, 123, 124 million, something like that?
So Americans, the rush to vote is leading election experts to predict that a record 150 million votes may be cast, and turnout rates could be higher than any presidential election since 1908.
You know what's, how many voted in 1908?
Nobody. Right? I don't know.
There was like eight people here.
Right, exactly. That's crazy, man. That's crazy. So this goes one of two ways. I mean, really.
It's the greatest shocking surprise, even bigger than when Dewey lost to Truman and Trump stands out there with Biden wins election, or it is a boat race by Biden.
Right.
Although it's a slow boat.
Oh, yeah, it's very slow. Either you've got a lot of people out there that are absolutely petrified that the far left is going to take over and they're going to hit the election polls in droves for Trump. Or you want him out and you want him fired and you're going, you know, full steam ahead to vote against Donald Trump. Again, as I always say, nobody's voting for Joe Biden.
No. They're
voting against Donald Trump.
No. That's one thing Trump says that's real. There's no enthusiasm for Joe.
There's enthusiasm against Trump. That's it.
Yeah.
And we knew that months ago. We did that month. I mean, that's the way it is. We've done that. We've said that for a very, very long time. So if you look at some of the polls, right? Pennsylvania, Florida, Wisconsin, Michigan, North Carolina, Nevada, Arizona, Minnesota, all for Joe Biden right now. Could change. All for Joe Biden. All of those states I just said, all for Joe Biden right now.
And there could be an avalanche on the night of Republican.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody could be staying back, and next thing you know, you've got X amount of millions of people coming out and just absolutely just.
You don't know. You have no idea. Yeah.
Because it's 2020.
Pennsylvania, Florida,
I mean,
Wisconsin,
Joe Biden can have
Michigan.
SEAL Team 6 assassinated. Anything can
North happen. Carolina, Nevada, Arizona, Minnesota, all in Joe Biden's corner right now. In Georgia, 2 out of 3 polls say Biden. In Iowa, very, very close. I don't think you can pick it. Maine is going Biden. New Hampshire's going Biden. What's Trump winning?
He won a few in the South, probably straight up Tornado Alley a little bit.
Okay.
And maybe Texas. I think Texas, at the end of the day, I still think Texas will.
I think Texas goes Trump.
Yeah, I still think Texas goes Trump. And as far as we goes, I couldn't tell you at this point. Yesterday, this guy who's a hardcore Republican Trump supporter was just banging on both of us. And I said, hey, if you feel so confident, would you bet your paycheck? And he goes, no, I would put it on Biden if I have to bet it. I said, well, there you go.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just reading what the polls say.
Yeah, the polls, like you and I are making the polls up. By the way, just announced what they're talking about on Thursday night at the debate. Fighting COVID, American families, race in America, climate change, national security, and leadership.
It's not good for Trump.
National security would be okay. Race in America will be tough. American families, I think, will be okay.
COVID will be tough.
Climate change.
That'll be tough for Trump.
You know what, though? It'll be a little tough for Trump, but the difference is Trump's been there 3.5 years, and you've been there 47 years. So you can't really blame him for climate change.
Oh, no. Nobody's blaming
Trump. Oh, they're blaming him. Oh, my God. They're blaming him for the fires in California.
Yeah, whatever. Yeah, and you just look at that and you say, okay, that's nuts. All right, will Arizona have results on election night? We'll tell you next.
Arizona's news station, KTAR News, 92.3 FM.
A mashup of news, information, and entertainment. This is the Gatos and Chad Show.
All right, a lot of people in Arizona voting, a lot of people around the country voting, but let's keep it right here at home. Yesterday we had Katie Hobbs on, Secretary of State, and she's in charge of the elections. And we asked her, will Arizona have results on election night? Here's what she told us.
We will absolutely have election results. What I can guarantee is that election night results are not going to be final. And in those races that might end up very close, it might be not possible to call those races on election night.
So we'll have, like, because let's juxtapose this, but 2016, mm-hmm. I mean, everybody looks back. We don't want to, we're still joking about the fact that I don't think Iowa's primary's even been done yet. We don't want to be that. We're not going to be that, right, Katie? You're telling us we've got this handled.
Oh, yeah. So we can start tabulating ballots 14 days before the election. So in that regard, we're in a really good position. We're seeing tons and tons of people in record numbers show up to vote early, as well as those mail-in ballot returns. And so all of those votes that are being cast right now, they're going to be tabulated before election night. And those are the first results you're going to see. And then for the most part, most of the ballots cast on election day will also be posted throughout the night on election night. It's those late early ballots, the mail-in ballots that get dropped off on election day, and then the provisional ballots that county election officials have to deal with. And we just won't know those numbers until election day or possibly the day after.
You know, you talk about the mail-in ballots and the early voting and stuff. So you'll start tabulating those. And when will we see those released? Will those be released earlier in the evening, or are you doing everything at once? Because I think a lot of people get confused about, you know, they hear about the red mirage and there's going to be stuff counted on Sunday. That's a very confusing thing for a lot of people.
So while ballots are able to be tabulated early, nobody knows those results. They're held, and the earliest that we can release them is an hour after polls close on election night. So 8 o'clock is when you'll start seeing results being posted. There's nothing wrong about results that are tabulated after election day. They're not delayed results. That's a normal part of the process. We are working to make sure that every single valid ballot is able to be counted.
Secretary of State Katie Hobbs is joining us on KTAR. Do you know how many Arizonans already voted?
The people are voting right now. We don't have those numbers, except to say that it's records more than in previous years at this point in the election.
Okay. There's always the talk of voter fraud. Mm. And what about voter intimidation? How are we going to secure that? Because, look, let's be real. Voter fraud, while not widespread, can happen. As we all know, we live in a world where human beings are. And the voter intimidation and the poll watchers or whatever. How are you going about, I saw your press release today, to make sure that those things aren't happening, to make sure that everybody has a right to go there and vote without the fear?
Yeah, so that's a great question and something that we're getting a lot. There's been calls for people to go down and watch the polls, and every voter in the state has the right to vote free from intimidation. And in fact, there's state law that requires that. And so we've issued guidance to the counties for their election officials and poll workers. We issued today guidance for law enforcement. And we've been working on this issue for months with our election security partners, the FBI, DHS, Arizona Counterterrorism Information Center. And, you know, I think we're on a little bit more high alert this year just because of the public calls that have been made for people to go down and watch the polls. And we just want to make sure that they are not creating actions that intimidate voters.
Did you say this, that the number of people who voted so far this year outpaces the election 4 years ago in Arizona? Do I have that quote right or wrong?
Yes, we are certainly far, far ahead of 2016 and 2018 in terms of early votes that have been cast.
What's your biggest worry
in the election?
What's your biggest worry? Got to have a worry.
I don't sleep that much right now. I probably won't sleep till November 4th. But we've been dealing with this issue of misinformation in regards to our elections. You mentioned voter fraud, people talking about all these things that election officials do. And in fact, there's so much misinformation out there that just is not true. And so we have been working to really push back on that, to counter that message. And then you have folks at the White House talk about how the vote by mail system is fraught with fraud. And we know that's not true. And so that just adds a layer to that. And really just making sure that voters have the right information. They know where to go for the correct information that is to the trusted sources, their election officials. In our case, it's Arizona.vote. And that's the best thing we can do to counter that misinformation so that voters have the right information to go and vote.
Secretary of State Katie Hobbs is joining us. You know, if Trump wins, he's going to take Ducey with him to D.C. Does that mean you're ready to be the governor?
I am focused on orderly administration.
That's a yes. Congratulations.
Right in front of us.
I was looking more for a yes or a no.
We're just trying to have fun with you. Trying to loosen you up here. You got a big job, but this is, you know.
Should I ask it a different way, Chad?
Yeah, that's right. Would you like to be governor if something
like
was to happen
right,
and somebody
exactly,
left?
Yeah.
Would you say no?
I will say that I am prepared for that possibility.
Okay, there you go.
Oh, okay. So you are prepared for that. Are you kind of rooting for that? Are you kind of rooting for it a little bit?
I'm focused on the job the voters of Arizona elected me to do.
Wow, you're very political. You look at you there, very
that's
political.
Not bad. Hey, listen, appreciate you joining us, and good luck with everything, okay?
Sounds great. Thank you so much.
All right, Secretary of State Katie Hobbs.
Second in line.
If Trump wins, Ducey is a goner.
Goner.
He is going to work for that administration. And then we will have a new governor in Arizona. We'll see. We shall see. All right. Coming up next. Let's see. It's the best way for your kid to remember to put their masks on.
Ooh.
You're going to really like this. It's coming up next.
Arizona's news station, KTAR News, 92.3 FM.
Where news and entertainment hang out. It's the Gatos and Chad Show.
All right, at 3:30 and 4:30 today, we're going to talk Prop 208. At 3:30, we'll have someone who is a yes on 208. At 4:30, we'll have someone who is a no on 208. It is a tax for the wealthy in Arizona.
Small business owners.
Will go to 13%. Money will go straight to teachers, supposedly, and schools.
Probably not.
Yeah.
Sounds fun.
Well, it's certainly not what I would have ordered up on a silver platter.
No.
I know you're a no. I'm a yes, only because I see what's happening in our schools, that we got almost a third of classrooms that don't have a teacher, and I don't see anybody trying to make that situation better. I don't like taxes. I certainly don't like voting for them. But when it comes to our kids' education, I'm more inclined to vote yes on this, even though I don't like how it was put together. So at 3:30 and 4:30, you're going to get the pros and cons, okay? I love this song.
I do my head toss, check my nails. Baby, how you feeling?
Feeling good as hell.
Head toss.
Lizzo.
She's the Lizzo.
So there is a teacher that took this song. And she kind of changed the words. And it has to do with safety and how to put a mask on. And she gets the kids up in class and they dance to this. I really do like the song. So let's listen to the teacher version of it. Are you set? This is a Pittsburgh teacher. Did you not happen to find what grade it was? It was like third or fourth?
See, this looks like second or third.
Oh, okay. All right. So she sings a version of this song, right? And it's pretty cool.
I put my mask on, check my space. Kids, how you feeling?
So I put my mask on, check my space. Baby, how you feel?
I put my mask on, check my space. Kids, how you feeling? Feeling good and safe. Mask on, check my space. Kids, how you feeling? Feeling good and safe.
I like it. I think it's.
I don't. It's awful.
Oh, you're
if I'm
awful.
Lizzo, I'm like, that's
oh,
awful.
Man, you know, where's the heart? Where's the heart, Chad Benson?
I have a heart.
Where's your heart?
You did ruined you see Lizzo's
the,
song.
Did you see the video? Did you see the
I
kids
did see the video.
Standing up
yeah.
and kind of dancing?
Yeah.
And
how is that? Help them wear their mask.
How is
I got better
bad?
Ways to help
how
them wear their mask.
Detention?
Oh, detention. Jimmy, if you don't put a mask on, this is the size you're going to be forever.
This is the grade you'll be here forever. You'll never leave third grade.
It's a good morning. Brush your shoulders up. Let's get learning. Yes, kids, we love kindergarten. I'm so proud of you. Now let's get started. Come up and reach your heart. You know you're a star. Don't touch the star. Go ahead and do your good morning dance. Getting warmed up and social
don't poop
distance.
Your pants.
I'm ready to
let you guys
fight. I'm a superstar.
You're ruining this for me.
It's been ruined.
I put my mask on.
Check my
face. Kids, how you feeling?
I would have been like, even as a five-year-old, but this is awful.
I don't want to stand up and dance
in fact, I don't even want to wear my mask now. You
six
put it
me,
on.
Forget
right?
it. Yeah.
We're not worried. I've seen the data. Nothing's going to happen to me. Why don't you put it on?
You know what really disturbed me when I saw this video?
What?
Because if you can imagine, she's at the front of the class. There's someone that has a phone and is recording this. So you see the kids in front
yes.
of her dancing. And as she sings, her mask goes under her nose, which, by the way,
oh my God.
You know I can't stand
you can't.
That.
You lose it.
I am. Oh, I will tell you something.
You're like, oh, God.
That is such a party foul, man. Put the mask over your nose.
Put your mask on
over your nose.
Or Gator loses it. Oh, he loses it. That's what it should be.
And
you're the Motsy.
And don't wear your mask as a chin diaper, okay? That looks bad too.
You're the Motsy. The mask Nazi.
I'll be fine with
Once
that.
You're not wearing your mask, Phil!
I do my hair.
There we go.
Toss, check my nails. Baby, how you feel?
Feeling good as hell! I like it.
We should probably.
That's worse.
We should probably break.
We should.
I think we've
said. Why?
Sung
no,
enough.
This is fantastic.
I'm Chad, getting a
you're
lot
not
of,
very nice that you said that.
I'm getting a lot
These
of texts that
singing.
They don't like that we sing.
That's okay.
Tough.
They can get their own show.
All right, coming up, the All Arizona Daily Download. We got the three biggest stories of the day. You know, there might be some good news if you're an Arizona Cardinals fan. Stick around.